Hello again. It's Pastor Bob with your daily devotion today from the book of Job. It's episode 5 today, and we'll be covering chapter 5 of the book of Job. And it's Friday. Friday, October 22nd. Little sidebar, it's the last Friday for the free Friday market. So there you go. Hope you can come by. All right, we're in the middle of a discourse by Eliphaz, one of Job's friends. It's the first friend we've been introduced to. We now have heard what's happened to Job in this little game that Satan and God are playing, all the consequences that have happened for Job's life. We've heard Job speak, who, remember, prayed for the prayed that the day he was born would never have happened. And then we hear Eliphaz, the Temanite, reply. And yesterday was his first half of his dialogue. It ended like this, and then I'll just segue into today's chapter, which is chapter 5, which is the end of Eliphaz's discourse. All right. So here's the end of chapter 4, and then I'll let you know when we move into chapter 5. The end of chapter 4 finished with this little discourse. Can even a strong man be more pure than his maker? If God places no trust in his servants, if he charges his angels with error, how much more those who live in houses of clay, whose foundations are in the dust, who are crushed more readily than a moth. Between dawn and dusk, they are broken to pieces. Unnoticed, they perish forever. Are not the cords of their tent pulled up so that they die without wisdom? And Eliphaz continues in chapter 5. Call if you will, but who will answer you? To which of the holy ones will you turn? Resentment kills a fool, and envy slays the simple. I myself have seen a fool taking root, but suddenly his house was cursed. His children are far from safety, crushed in court without a defender. The hungry consume his harvest, taking it even from among thorns. And the thirsty pant after his wealth. For hardship does not spring from the soil, nor does trouble sprout from the ground. Yet man is born to trouble, as surely as sparks fly upward. But if I were you, I would appeal to God. I would lay my cause before him. He performs wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted. He provides rain for the earth. He sends water on the countryside. The lowly he sets on high, and those who mourn are lifted to safety. He thwarts the plans of the crafty, so that their hands achieve no success. He catches the wise in their craftiness, and the schemes of the wily are swept away. Darkness comes upon them in the daytime. At noon, they grope as in the night. He saves the needy from the sword in their mouth. He saves them from the clutches of the powerful. So the poor have hope, and injustice shuts its mouth. Blessed is the one whom God corrects. So do not despise the discipline of the Almighty, for He wounds, but He also binds up. He injures, but His hands also heal. From 6 calamites He will rescue you. In 7 no harm will touch you. In famine He will deliver you from death, and in battle from the stroke of the sword. You will be protected from the lash of the tongue, and need not fear when destruction comes. You will laugh at destruction and famine, and need not fear the wild animals. For you will have a covenant with the stones of the field, and the wild animals will be at peace with you. You will know that your tent is secure. You will take stock of your property and find nothing missing. You will know that your children will be many, and your descendants like the grass of the earth. You will come to the grave in full vigor, like sheaves gathered in season. We have examined this, and it is true. So hear it and apply it to yourself. And that concludes chapter 5 of the book of Job. It concludes Eliphaz's 2-chapter discourse to Job. And tomorrow, chapter 6, we'll hear Job reply to what Eliphaz has said to him. But until then, have a blessed Friday, and may God's hand be guiding you throughout the day. Amen.